This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Blessed and beautiful morning to all of you that are listening this morning. God bless you and welcome to Just Stuff. Your host is Sister BJ, and I'm your guest host today, Reverend E. June Addison. And once again, I thank Sister BJ for the opportunity to host the program. And I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. So I certainly pray that this program is a blessing to you and as you continue to grow and mature in your relationship and walk with the Lord. So I just thank you for tuning in and listening. Today's topic is something that's an on-time word, and I will share excerpts from a message I recently preached, and the message was plant seeds of hope. Then that is so on time, and we're going to talk about that today. Plant seeds of hope. It's a needful word for the traumatic times and experiences that we're seeing and hearing, both here in our community, near to us, and afar, which we just seeing all the tragedy there in New York, in Brooklyn, with the shooting there. So it's near and far that we're experiencing some difficult and challenging time. So I want us to take a look at plant seeds of hope. And we're going to look at Philippians chapter 1, and I'm just going to lift some of the verses out of that chapter that we're going to focus on. And I hope you have your Bibles and a pen, and we'll walk through this together, this topic together. First, I want to say that to plant is an action. Planting is an action word. And so Paul is here, and he is in a Roman jail. He is a prisoner. He is chained to a soldier 24/7. And he's under house arrest. He did get to Rome as he so desired, but Paul wanted to go preach, and he did. Preach of sorts, but he arrived in Rome as a prisoner and not so much the preacher. He had hoped to go freely and preach there in Rome, but he's writing back to the Christians, to the church at Philippi. So in his bonds, in his chains, in his imprisonment, in his difficult situation, Paul writes encouragement and sends hope unto the Christians, the church at Philippi. And that was Paul's life. He, no matter what situation he was in, and he told us so, no matter what situation or condition he was in, he learned to be content, but he also planted hope in the believers, in the Christians who were very persecuted and very oppressed, but Paul saw to it that they would, that he would sow and plant seeds of hope. So Paul opens his letter to the saints. You see that in verse 1. He opens his letter to the saints there, and he also includes the bishop and the deacons there. which signifies to us, he not only talked to the saints, he talked to the leadership of the church. And so that lets us know that God wants to use all of us, from the pulpit down to the very last pew. God wants to use all of us to be planters of hope. This lesson today is so untimely. We can all agree that there are so many things taking place in our community and the world. But as the saints of God, as the church, we cannot focus so much on what's wrong and what's going on that we lose sight of focusing on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul used to encourage these saints at Philippi who were being persecuted. And he was in the jail and under house arrest that he was under. The hope that I'm talking about today is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our only hope for the situation and conditions and things that we see is to be rooted and grounded and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, spreading the gospel does not mean we need a pulpit only. Spreading the gospel is what Jesus showed us and taught us to do. You know, because God knows, again, Paul was wanting to go as a preacher, but he ended up going to Rome as a prisoner. So God knows how, when, where to send us on a spiritual assignment to plant seeds of hope for others. You know, you can be in Walmart, and he'll say, go that way. Or he may say, stop and talk with that lady. Or you're standing in line, and he'll give you a word to either say to the person in front of you, behind you, or even the cashier. And I pray that we'll be so in tune as Christians, we'll be so in tune with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us that we'll yield to what he's instructing us to do and speak what he says speak, when he says speak, to whom he says speak. And so God wants to send us as believers, he wants to send us by the Holy Spirit to reach those who are hopeless, to reach those who are without Christ, who are discouraged, who are disappointed, who are dismayed. Paul tells us, and we'll get into it a little bit later, Paul was all about spreading Christ. He was all about talking about Christ and talking about the gospel of Christ. So he wants us who are called by his name, who are washed and we profess Christ, and we're washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we're born again Christians. And Jesus' last instruction to us was to go ye into all the world. And we can all agree the world needs the church. I know we have separation of church and state. I know we have all these rules and regulations. I know they tell us we can't say this, we can't do that, we can't pray in school, we cannot, but we cannot focus on what the world is telling the church to do, but the church must seek God, win God, who God, where God, do you want to use me and send me on an assignment to preach, to teach, to tell, to encourage, to give, to plant hope to someone, God, that you know is in need of hope. God, can God trust you with that assignment? Can God trust you to be a planter of hope? A planter of hope in your home. We'll start there. In the home, in your neighborhood, in communities, on your job, in the city, whatever city you may be located in right now, in schools. Do you not know? No, we may not can go in and lead prayer or pray, but do you not know that you can seek the principal and just let the principal know, I'd like to come and just walk the halls for about 30 minutes. And you'd go through the paperwork, go through the agreement, whatever it takes for you to be able to walk those halls. Hallelujah. And don't you know, while you walk in, you praying. While you walk in, you are lifting up those children in those desks. You lifting up the teacher. You lifting up the principals. You're lifting up the school system. So, yes, there is a way. And, yes, I have gone. I do go and walk the halls of the schools and pray for our school system, for our children. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can do that, and don't you know, as a child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, covered, listen to me, covered by the blood of Jesus, you can walk in that hall, and don't you know you will back up the enemy with your presence, just your presence being in those schools, walk in that hall, lifting up Jesus. And you, I mean, you can walk and not even open your mouth, but in your spirit, man, you are praying. You planting hope. Don't you know those kids will see you, they'll recognize you, they'll remember when you come back, and they'll start speaking to you. And that is your opportunity to say, oh, you look so beautiful today. Oh, you're having a good day. That's awesome. Now you do your best today. Now you make sure you listen to the teacher. That is planting hope in our children and even to adults. You know, I've gone through the register and God will quicken me to say something. And I'll say to the associate, you know, don't let anybody come through your line and steal your joy. Because, see, sometimes people come through disgruntled. They'll come through in a hurry, or they'll come through and there's whatever is going on with them. They try to reflect that upon you. But you keep your joy. You praying as you stand in here. And that is planting seeds of hope. God loves you. You have a blessed day. I drive through McDonald's drive-thru, and when the young lady hands me my food, I always say, you have a blessed day. And sometimes they move in the line real fast, and I'll tell them, I say, you tell your manager, y'all are really handling this line this morning. We moving through the line quickly. Encourage somebody. Encourage them. You know, give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. God loves you. That's something simple, but it's planting the seed. And we cannot, in your doctor's office, on the city bus, tell that driver when you step on the bus, good morning, God bless you. I'm so glad to see you. When you sit on the seat, encourage somebody. Always carry a little something, a little card or a little bookmark that you could share with somebody if they accept it, and just say, you know, I have this little bookmark. May I share it with you? I'd like to give it to you. There is a way, what I'm trying to say, there is a way we can spread the good news of hope that's around us. We cannot be intimidated, afraid, or stay in the safety of the walls of the church. But we have to go out into the world. We have to go out into the turmoil. We have to go out into the chaos. Oh, my Jesus. And spread the good news of the gospel of Christ. And God needs us. Paul says to the saints in verse 1 there in Philippians, Paul says to the saints in Christ Jesus. Then he calls the bishops and the deacons. That lets us know God needs all of us. He needs all of us. And he have a work for all of us to do. I want to share this ministry with you that we do at Shiloh, and it's called Care Callers. And what that ministry do is those perhaps that maybe can't go out, and maybe those that do go out, but they have joined that ministry, and their purpose is to call and check on various members, to call once a month and say, and they ask three things, It's not a chit-chat call. It's not a gossip call. It's not a complaint call, but it's a check-in call to the members to encourage them and to sow the seeds of hope, to give an encouraging word, and it does not last beyond a few minutes. And one of the things that is asked is, do you need anything? Is there something I can report to the deacons for you? How awesome is that? You don't even have to leave your house. If you're unable, maybe if you don't drive anymore, but you are a saint of God, you can pick up the phone and become useful to God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something about Arthur. You know, we talk about him all the time. Arthur has to sit down and be quiet and shut up, and he has to go where I'm going. Hallelujah. On any given day, Arthur may be acting up, but I am going to yield to what God wants me to do today. Who do you want me to call, God, and check on? Who do you want me to call and pick up and give them a word of hope? Give them the gospel. Talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants everybody who are called by his name to go to the hopeless, the helpless, to place and to plant a seed of hope of the gospel message. Amen. And that is where our hope is. If you have your Bible with you, go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. That's familiar ground. And that's where Jesus, Matthew 5, 13 and 14, that's where Jesus is talking. And Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Are you salt and light in our community, in our city? The Lord Jesus came to show us, to show the disciples then, and to show us now how to bring the kingdom of God to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to the lost, to the hurting, to those that are in despair, those that are about to give up on life. So many suicidal, even our young children having suicidal thoughts. Don't you know the devil is on the loose? But we can't worry about him. He's already been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ and him on the cross at Calvary, which he stayed there and shed his innocent blood. But they did take him down. They did bury him in the tomb. And like Jesus said, he stayed there 3 days. And on the third day, as he promised, as God had already ordained it from the foundation of the world, Jesus came alive and alive forevermore, came out of that tomb with all power in his hand. And now he's seated on the right hand of the Father God, interceding for us as our high priest. Oh, my Jesus, my brothers and sisters, we don't have to be intimidated. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to stay inside the safety of the walls of the church. But wherever we go, we can spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we do that, we're planting seeds of hope. I want to read quickly for you this article from that was posted at the New York Post. A Louisiana college is mourning the death of a freshman cheerleader found dead after she posted a lengthy suicide note on her post. The young lady, Sister Miller, age 19, who attended Southern University in Baton Rouge, screenshot troubling posts. And it circulated all over online. And she posted how she was struggling in her classes, struggling day to day. She was a major in agriculture. And one of the things she said, I have been surrounded by people who may have honestly thought I was okay. I haven't been okay for a while. I struggled so much through this year alone. To the people in my life, I pray you learn to vocalize your feelings and get help. The young lady, Miller, said she failed at so many things. I hope that we will reach out. The church now, God entrusted to the church hope, godly hope, hope in Jesus Christ. And listen to what this young 19-year-old said. I'm happy in the water. Everything is still. I have written so many suicide notes in my life. I've reached my goal. I guess the devil won. How tragic. How sad. And if we go even further with this, church, it might even be an indictment upon those who are entrusted with spreading the good news of the gospel that will give people hope. Oh, Jesus, have mercy upon us that we take up the work of spreading the gospel message of hope. And it has to be the gospel message. It has to be hope in the Lord Jesus. So if the church does not go about planting hope, godly hope now, hope in Christ, the devil can come in and do what he does, stealing, killing, and destroying lives, both young and old. So I challenge you today. I strongly challenge you, as Paul would challenge the Christians who were going through persecution and who themselves were going through. I challenge you today. Get off of Facebook. Turn off those sinful soap operas. Turn off the TV. And when you do that, use that time to be productive and fruitful in spreading the gospel hope of Jesus Christ. So, you know, so many times people will tell you, oh, we don't hear any good news anymore. It's no more good news. Well, you are the child of God. You're filled with God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the Word. So you have to pull that conversation down of we don't hear no more good news and tell them, turn that thing around and say, well, I have some good news. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says that one that Paul planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. And the good news is that Jesus, according to the scripture, was crucified. He died. He was buried, as I said a moment ago. He was placed in the tomb for 3 days. But on, I don't know, some scholars say Saturday, some scholars, some people, some denomination, dogma, and all of that say Saturday, some Sunday. Well, let's not focus on when. What we focus and agree on is that he did get up. Hallelujah. That's our hope. He did get up, and he got up with all powers in his hand. God raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. That's our hope. That is our hope today. Oh, my God. The songwriter says, and I don't hear it as much as I used to from the old church, but the songwriter says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Here's our key. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I hope that sticks in your heart so much today, you're going to find yourself singing it throughout the day. Amen. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. On Christ, we put our home. On Christ, the gospel of Christ, we put our home. We put our community. We put our neighborhood. We put City Hall on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We put our children everything we have to do with it. Listen, saints of God, it's not the responsibility of government, of the schools, of the warden, of the jailhouses to give our children hope, to give us hope. No, it is the church being involved and bringing hope, alive, a living hope to these places. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, this is how the kingdom of God is built. We go where God sends us. We go to plant. Some will plant, some will water. But Paul says God will give the increase. And don't you know, God will give the increase to his word. He needs us to go out there and plant it in the hearts and hearing and minds of people. He will give the increase. You know, he'll bring back to mind that lady that spoke a word to them in the store. He'll bring back to their mind the lady that maybe made a sandwich and brought it to that homeless brother on the corner. He'll bring back to mind the church that is out there doing the will and the work of God. Real hope is found in Christ, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just want to point out this verse in Philippians 1, verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. That whether Paul said, whether I come to you or not, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast. Hallelujah. That's a military term. Stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. My God, my God. In hearing that, every church in this community, in Alexandria, ought to be now working together to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world. In the world, to the hopeless, to the homeless, doing our part to go into the places where there's hopelessness. Don't you know the jail is hopeless, is a place of hopelessness? Don't you know someone is facing maybe a life sentence, and we've heard testimony that they were facing life sentences, but God stepped in. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And yes, it is great to pray. We ought to pray. Jesus commanded us to pray. He taught us to pray. And the scriptures tells us, pray without ceasing. When we pray, listen to how God want to use you to answer your own prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Only let your conversation be that of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't murmur and complain and find fault and have despairing in your voice as a child of God. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. I keep pressing that because that's where our hope is found. 1 Corinthians chapter 15:4. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That is the good news. That is the hope of the gospel. And we have to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the hopeless. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I pray you get a new vigor today, a new voice today. I pray you be refreshed and in your commitment to being used of God to go out and plant seeds of hope. It's been such an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be with you once again on today. Go forth and be planters of seeds of hope. Amen.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus